The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th Canto, Chapter Number 15, Texts Number 18, 19, and 20. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on November 3rd, 2014, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo bhagavate.
So I will read through texts 18 and 19, and then we will chant responsively text 20.
Anyetadanrupani
mano gyani mahatmana gayanti sma maharajo sneha klina diya shenai evang nigudatma gati svavayaya Kopat majatvang jaritair vijam bayan reme rama lalita pad palavo gramyai samang gramya vad isha chestitaha. Translation. My dear king, other boys would sing enchanting songs appropriate to the occasion, and their hearts would melt out of love for the Lord. In this way, the Supreme Lord, whose lotus feet are personally attended by the Goddess of Fortune, concealed his transcendental opulences by his internal potency and acted like the son of a cowherd. Yet even while enjoying like a village boy in the company of other village residents, he often exhibited feats that only God could perform. Text 20. Word for word. Shri Dhamma Nama Gopala Rama Keshavayo Sakha Subala Stoka Krishna Adya Gopa Premna Idam Abhruvan Shri Dhamma Nama Gopalo Rama Keshavayo Sakha Subbalastoka Krishna Adya Gopa Prem Nedam Abhruvan Shri Dhamma Nama Gopalo Rama Keshavayo Sakha Subalastoka Krishna Adya Gopa Prem Nedad Abhruvam. Shri Dhamma Nama Named Shri Dhamma. Gopala, the cowherd boy. Rama Keshavayo, of Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. Sakha, the friend. Subalastoka Krishna Adya. Subalastoka Krishna and others. Gopa, cowherd boys. Premna, with love. Idam, this. Abhruvan spoke. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Once, some of the cowherd boys, Sri Dama, the very close friend of Ramakrishna, along with Subal, Stoka Krishna, and others, lovingly spoke the following words, purport. The word premna, with love, indicates that the request the cowherd boys are about to place before Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram is motivated by love, not personal desire. The cowherd boys were eager for Krishna and Balaram to exhibit their pastimes of killing demons and to enjoy the delicious fruits of the Tal forest, and therefore they made the following request. This is a wonderful word here. Premna, with love. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is based on love, not based on force. So one may ask, then why do I have to, why am I forced to chant 16 rounds by the order of the spiritual master? I thought it was based on love. You just do what you love to do. Well, is a little child love to read? Does a little child who hasn't gone to school yet love to read? He doesn't know how to read. Does he volunteer to go to school? Mommy and Daddy, I want to go to school to learn how to read. Prabhupada had to be forced to go to school. They had to hire a worker to take him to make sure he didn't run away. They make sure he actually went. I remember when I was a little boy, I told my mother one day, Mommy, I'm sick. I didn't want to go to school. I was lying, I wasn't sick. But I just didn't want to go to school. So, little children don't want to go to school, you see. You know, they learn that A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K, K, H, I, what is that? H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. They're not interested to learn all that stuff. They're forced. Now, little Johnny, you must go to school. The teacher says, okay, students, now A is for apple, B is for boy, C is for cat, and this way, you see. Forced to learn how to read. But then a couple of years later, you'll find the boy, a little girl, just on their own reading books and enjoying the books, you see. They love to read. Actually, people love to read. You see, everywhere people are reading books, reading magazines. They should be reading Prabhupada's books, but everybody loves to read. Everybody loves reading. But as little kids, they didn't want to read. You see. So Krishna consciousness is the same thing. You don't want to get up for Mangal Arati. But you do it on the spiritual master orders. You must get up for Mangal Arati. So either at home or at the temple, you rise early and you have Mangal Arati in your home or your temple. In this way, you, by the spiritual master's order, you get up early every day, you have Mangal Arati. But you know what happens? You start to love it. You get addicted to getting up early in the morning. I wouldn't dream of not getting up in the morning early for Mangal Arati, you see. It comes to that point. You become so addicted to it. It becomes your nature. So Krishna consciousness is natural. It's not an artificial imposition on the mind. It's the original, natural energy of the living being. All we're really doing here is teaching you how to be who you are. What could be easier? It's like there was one popular song called it's called Act Naturally. There was a song called Act Naturally. The popular song. And the song, the singer says, they're going to put me on the movies and making a big star out of me, and all I have to do is act naturally. So that's all you really have to do. You just have to act naturally. But there's two natures. There's the material nature and the spiritual nature. In order to make advancement by acting naturally, you have to be fixed in the conviction that you're not your body. You have to be fixed in the conviction that I'm an eternal spiritual being. I'm the servant of Krishna. You must have this conviction. Not this body. I'm a spiritual being. You must have that conviction. And then when you act naturally with that conviction, doing what would be natural for a spiritual being, you see, then you become very, very wonderfully situated in Krishna consciousness. Then instead of loving Maya, you will love Krishna. The present moment, we are loving Maya. But actually, this Madhamaya is simply the covering. It's like, you have a plate of prasadam. Then there's the shadow of the plate of the prasadam. So what will you eat? Will you eat the shadow? Or will you go for the prasadam, you see? So a crazy, a lunatic, he will go for the shadow. Tell him, no, I want the prasadam. I don't want the shadow of the prasadam. I want the prasadam. So, in this material life, we are going after the shadow reality. We're so stupid, we're so idiotic, we're so foolish, we're going after the shadow. Do you understand these points? We are going after the shadow. Doesn't make any sense. We have to go after the real thing now. You see? There is no enjoyment outside of Krishna consciousness. But we keep thinking, well, maybe there's some enjoyment out there in the material world. Maybe I can have both. I can enjoy Maya and enjoy Krishna at the same time. What does Krishna say? Ananya chintayanto mang ye janar payasa pasate. Exclusive devotion is what I want. I do not want mixed devotion. I want exclusive devotion. That means I have one love and one love only, and that is Krishna. Krishna is not standing in line. That, well, I love this, I love that, and I love this, and I love Krishna also. Krishna will not be satisfied. He says, Sarvadaman, give up all these other loves and love me only. We say, well, if I love only Krishna, I mean, wouldn't I be a cruel beast then to everyone else?
Спросить тогда, ну, если мы будем любить только Кришну, не будем мы такими жестокими зверями по отношению к другим.
No. When you water the root of the tree, every leaf and branch is nourished.
Когда мы поливаем корень дерева, все ветви,
when you feed your belly, your entire body is nourished.
Когда мы кормим желудок, весь организм насыщается.
So when you give your love to Krishna, now your love becomes purely and fully manifested to everything in all of existence.
Тогда ваша любовь полностью проявляется ко всему существованию.
So we have to learn this art.
Так что надо научиться этому искусству.
How to love Krishna.
Как любить Кришну.
This art we must learn. And this is taught by the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is blessing us with this knowledge. If we will hear these teachings of Prabhupada, if we will embrace them tightly within our hearts, fully dedicate ourselves in every situation to always doing that which will please Srila Prabhupada, we'll be liberated souls. We'll be situated beyond the three modes of material nature. Relishing the bliss of Krishna consciousness 24/7. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Что вот делать, когда чувствуешь, что вот нет этой только этой чистой любви к Кришне, но есть еще другие любви? Что же делать?
What to do if you feel that you don't have this pure love, but you have other also?
You don't have the pure love, but you have other love?
I mean, towards other things.
Huh?
Towards other things also.
Other things?
If you like other things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the position we're all in right now. We know we're supposed to purely love Krishna with all our hearts, but you know. But, you know, we got to love this, we love that, we love our bodies, we love those things related with our bodies, we love our country, we love our this or that, all this stuff we love.
You know,
I love my computer, I love my smartphone, you know. One thing after another. And Krishna is somewhere buried there in the stack of things that we love. You see? You know, let's be honest. That's our present position. I mean, it's embarrassing. But what can you do? You know, we've been in the quagmire of material existence for millions and millions of lifetimes. So, you know, it's not easy just to snap out of it immediately. It takes time to awaken your Krishna brain. So you have to be patient. Prabhupada gives the example of a woman who gets married. And the next day after the marriage, she asks her husband, "Where's my child? I want a child. Why you haven't given me a child yet?" You can't expect to have a child like that. It takes time, you see. There has to be conception, and there has the body gradually develops from a little pea size and becomes big. It takes time. So, in this way, one cannot expect to immediately become a pure devotee. Therefore, one has to take up very seriously the path of sadhana bhakti. You take up the vows of chanting at least 16 rounds daily. Strictly avoiding illicit sex, mediating intoxication and gambling.
Очень строго следовать тому, что не принимать
мясо, рыбу, яйца, не заниматься законным сексом, не принимать отравляющие вещества и не заниматься азартными играми.
Adashadha tata sadhu sangatam. In this way, then you come to the association of, you have faith in this process, you associate with devotees. Then you take initiation of the bona fide spiritual master. And then you follow the orders of your spiritual master. By this process of obeying the instructions of your spiritual master, then this does a heart cleansing on you. Spiritual master's orders, if you follow them carefully and sincerely, this will cleanse your heart of all the dirt accumulated for millions of lifetimes. So the key is, just like your video camera here, it's on three legs, you see. Three legs is a solid
platform.
A monopod can fall over, a duopod can fall, but a tripod is solid, you see. Prabhupada has mentioned the Krishna, what is a Krishna conscious tripod, also in the Nectar Devotion. Three things in order to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. You take shelter of a guru, get initiated by a guru, and then be obedient to his instructions. If one does these three things, shelter, diksha, and obedience to the spiritual master's orders, that will cure you of all those mistaken types of loves which are floating in your heart. Your desire for love will be fully satisfied, fully gratified beyond your wildest dreams simply by channeling all of your loving energy to Krishna's lotus feet. They're compared to a boat. Just like today, we're crossing the Gulf of Finland on the boat. So we will fully put ourselves on the boat. And that way the boat will carry us to Helsinki. Not that I just put, you know, part of myself on the boat. We fully take shelter of the boat. So you have to say, okay, Krishna, I give my heart completely to you. We have to train ourselves how to do that. Because as you mentioned, our love is played out in a million and one different directions. So we have to beg Krishna, my dear Lord, please help me take my loving propensity and channel it to you 100%, not divided elsewhere, but 100% to you, my Lord. Please help me. And there is a special love channeling prayer. We recommend you say it many, many times during the day. If you will say this love channeling prayer with all sincerity and enthusiasm every day, you become perfect, we guarantee it. Perhaps you know that love channeling prayer. I think you all know that love channeling prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Yes, you have a movement, the Hare Krishna movement. And it is based on this love channeling prayer, you see. How to channel all your love to Krishna. Do you know that light can burn through metal? Now this light, it's not going to burn through metal. But you can take a light beam and you can focus it with such powerful intensity it will burn through metal. So what, do you know what is thicker and harder than metal? Your false ego is thicker and harder than the hardest metal. So you must take the laser, the Hare Krishna laser, and focus it with great intensity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It will burn through your false ego. Yes, Lord. It will melt your false ego away. You see, your false ego will become transformed into your real ego. Jivara Svarupa Hoy Krishnara Nityadas. That is your real ego. So, you very honestly admitted the position that we're all in. We love to gratify our tongues. The genitals are also there asking for enjoyment. The belly, you see, the false ego. Yes, please worship me. Please adore me, you see. So in this way, our love is splayed out in a million and one directions. So just give your love to Krishna. That is the perfection of love. Any other questions? Yeah.
Bhagavad Gita, Sangat Sanjayati Kama. We develop our consciousness with the association which we get. But we see very Prabhupada disciples, they have a close association with him, but still they fall down. Why does this happen?
So, there was many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who had a close relationship with Prabhupada. They was nearby Srila Prabhupada, but they fell down. Why it's happening like this?
Okay.
So there's two kinds of association. Vandi and Vapu. To be physically close to the spiritual master is great. Once you take every available opportunity to do that. But if you see, actually, the Vapu association, the physical association, is a facility to help you connect with the Vani association. The instructions of the spiritual master. And the real essence of the guru-disciple relationship is to be fully dovetailed with the instructions of the spiritual master. That is the essence. The physical presence of the spiritual master is to help you connect with the instructions. Some devotees are very much connected with the physical presence, but they are not that tightly connected with the instructions. So these devotees, after Prabhupada left the planet, they left the movement.
You see.
I used to be really, really envious of those devotees who got so much physical association with Srila
Prabhupada.
I was so envious, I wrote Prabhupada about it. And Prabhupada, I have this problem. I'm envious of my godbrothers who are always getting your association. Prabhupada, how can I conquer this envy? I asked him. And his answer actually surprised me. He said that transcendental envy means when you see that somebody is being recognized more than you, then you should try harder so Krishna will recognize you also. So Prabhupada did not negate the principle of physical association. Since I was hankering for more of his physical association, he was encouraging me. But I didn't get much. Very little. I learned how to serve Prabhupada in separation. I mean, the last time I saw him was when I got my Brahman thread in 1975. So he didn't depart until 1977, 2.5 years after I got my Brahman thread, but I never saw him during that time. Devotees went to Mayapur and Vrindavan, they associated with him there, but I was asked to stay back by the 30s. I had to stay back from Mayapur. But I had learned how to connect with Prabhupada through his vani. And my not getting that association with him physically was actually turned out to be a great blessing. Because now I was fixed in associating with his vani. And when he left the planet, I just went on to continue to associate with his vani, as I've been doing those last 2.5 years, the last time I saw him. You see.
In
this way, I remained fixed. There was 5,000 initiated disciples of Prabhupada. Where are they now? How many are still in the movement, active? It's a very small percentage. Those who connected with Prabhupada Vani, they're still here. Those who were really running after that, the physical presence, and were not connecting with the Vani, they didn't make it. So one should learn how to accept the orders of one's spiritual master as one's very life and soul. How much physical association did Prabhupada give the Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur? You know how much he got? Prabhupada said, I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 times in my whole life. If I think back, I probably got about 10 times as well. I saw him in San Francisco, I saw him in LA, I saw him in Atlanta, I saw him in New Vrindavan, I saw him in Pittsburgh. There's five, you know, I saw it. I got very few times with him also, you see. So Prabhupada, maybe not even 10, but no more than 10 times. So the physical association, you take it when you can get it, and you take full advantage of it to connect with Vani when you have that physical presence.
Вы используете его столько, сколько можете, но используйте для того, чтобы подсоединиться к этим наставлениям.
This material world is very uncertain. The spiritual master can die at any time. Someday he will be dead. But if you have that connection with his instructions, you will always feel his presence within your heart. You'll always feel how he is blessing you and guiding you from within your heart at every minute.
So one,
the disciple must learn this art of Vani Seva. That will protect him. That will protect him from falling down. He will never fall down. If he has that connection, that solid connection with Guru Vani. Any other, does that answer your question?
Yes, but we sometimes choose different instructions. We like different instructions. One we like, other we cannot follow. What to do with this?
Sometimes we choose from some instructions. Some instructions we like, some instructions we don't like. Why is it like what to do? We cannot follow all instructions.
Spiritual master's instructions? Or just instructions in general? From this and that source? Spiritual master's instructions. Well, you need to reveal your heart to your spiritual master. The Guru Maharaj, you know, you asked me to do this and I'm doing that, but he asked me to do this and I'm not doing that. You should take advantage of your spiritual master's presence in the planet to get it straightened out. You told me to do this, but I'm having a very hard time of doing it. Please instruct me what I should do about this. And you don't want a part of your heart which is not surrendered. You don't want to be a half-hand disciple, you know. I'm halfway surrendered to you, Guru Maharaj, and halfway in Maya and halfway surrendered to you. You got to reveal what your difficulty is. Either, you know, ask him or ask other senior Vaishnavas. Or pray Krishna. If there's a part of you which is not surrendering, you have to deal with that. It's a very important thing to do. Otherwise you remain trapped in this material. Prabhupada says in his books you have to be a pure devotee to go back to Godhead. Prabhupada says in his books you have to be a pure devotee to go back to Godhead. So there's any impurities in your heart, you have to be very aggressively go after them to expunge them from your heart. Isn't that common sense? Yeah.
Хорошо, когда много общения физического духовного системы, слишком много тоже бывает, потому что мы начинаем принимать его как обычную личность, такая получается фамильярность, пренебрежение, и это тоже причина, почему мы можем не следовать, вернее, не можем следовать каким-то наставлениям духовного учителя.
That's a fact. Too much physical association can be dangerous.
Да, это факт. Много физического общения может быть опасным.
Just like one may be in the Guru's quarters, and the Guru's tilak may be sitting there, and you may say, well, you know, I need to put some tilak on. Let's just take this tilak and put it on. I use the Guru's tilak, you see. That's called familiarity, you see. I use the spiritual master's tilak.
Put my
So one has to be very careful not to make these type of familiarity mistakes. Then we're all devotees here, and you know it's all Krishna's property, and there's some tilak over there, so put on some tilak. That was your spiritual master's tilak, rascal. You see? So there are certain etiquettes, it's not all one. We are all devotees of Krishna, that's a fact.
But
Krishna wants us to see the spiritual master in a different way than we see our God brothers, you see. So these things are for our benefit. And by understanding these things and applying them, then we can actually, this empowers us to easily rid our hearts of the anarthas. Any other questions? Yeah.
So in our temple there is such idea that preaching is more important than deity worship. But how Srila Prabhupada was like, what was the idea of Srila Prabhupada?
So, translation. Am I translating? Everyone understand the question?
It's for camera.
Am I tell them the question in Estonian so they know the question? Or she already said it? Oh, okay, good. All right. So, what is the relationship then between deity worship and preaching? Both of them are actually of the utmost importance. We can see how much Prabhupada emphasized both of them very, very much. Prabhupada established deity worship. It was his order. He preached very heavily about deity worship. He said, don't be puffed up. You're dealing with Krishna. The deity has to be treated as Krishna himself. If the deity is neglected, then the preaching will not be successful. I remember I was traveling with Vishnujan Swami, and in our party both things were of the utmost importance. We had deities of Radha and Damodar. We had big Radha Damodar deities. And Vishnujan Swami personally did the puja every day with great feeling and love. He personally bathed them every day.
And then
he would give a class and he'd send the boys out for preaching the whole day. In the evening we'd come back and again come back to Radha and Damodar for the evening, you see. So deity worship, if one has deities, especially Jagannath or Radha Krishna deities, that worship cannot be neglected in the name of preaching. Or if you have Gornatai deities in the temple that are being regularly worshipped, those are considered Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda themselves. They cannot be neglected either.
Если у вас есть горний тай божества, то только сам Господь не читай, не надо, нельзя пренебрегать.
They have to be treated just as Lord Chaitanya is personally here. Prabhupada said in his final days, there is no one more fortunate than the pujari of the deities. So in our society, things have to be managed in such a way that deity goes on, deity worship goes on first class deity worship. And first class preaching also. If you neglect either one of them, you see, it's not going to be good. If there are save aparadhas are being committed against the deities, the preaching will not be effective. And if the preaching is not going on, the deity worship will naturally deteriorate for some time. Deity worship will deteriorate. If there's no preaching, then eventually the deity will be seen as an idol. So both things must go on with equally, with great enthusiasm and determination. Don't neglect deity worship and don't neglect preaching. Both have to be going on. Just like my wife and I, we're traveling, constantly traveling and preaching all over the world. But my wife is taking first class care of Shishi Radhadamodar. And I'm, even though I'm not a very qualified person, I'm trying to help whatever I can. In her first class service to the deities. So in this way we have to very much, everything was to be properly balanced in our society. Okay, anything else?
I just want to thank you.
Well, I thank you also for asking such a nice question. Okay, so if there's nothing else, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for your participation in Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.